DOJ's strategic priorities, highlighting the government's main areas of focus for 2013, 2014, and beyond.
The creation of a modern, responsive, and efficient public service whose efforts will power national development. This is a key pillar in realizing the government's strategic objective of achieving sustained human capital development for Jamaicans. On today's program, we outline some of the initiatives and policies planned for modernizing and improving the public sector. The Jamaican public sector is approximately 112,725 people strong, spread across the education, health, national security, and civil service sectors. With such a diverse range of workers, managing and keeping track of them individually and collectively requires considerable effort. To consolidate this process, the government is moving to implement high-tech modern computer software to help streamline the human resource management of public sector workers.
Today I can report that the procurement process for the human capital management system is in an advanced stage. Bids for the supply of the software have been received and reviewed. Prospective vendors have been receiving clarification where necessary. It is projected to award the contract by September of this year.
Minister without portfolio with responsibility for the public service, Horace Daly. Implementation is scheduled to begin in January 2015, with eGov Jamaica, formerly Fiscal Services Limited, scheduled to be the first live site in January 2015. The computer system is not the only feature benefiting from increased capacity. Minister Daly has mandated that beginning this financial year, every civil servant involved in customer service must undergo training in this area in the medium to long-term future. This customer service training initiative is being coordinated by the Management Institute for National Development, MIND. The government has partnered with numerous private sector companies to introduce benefits that will boost the spending power of public sector workers.
The introduction of discounted goods and services by the private sector was implemented first by Megamart, Fontana Pharmacy afterwards, Two Large Rail and Supply, Digicel, and several other companies under the umbrella of the private sector organization and the JCC. They have all come on board.
Additionally, the provision of a one-off payment of $25,000 to public sector workers every August will be executed as planned. And the government has lowered the interest rate on loans to public sector workers to 3%. Naturally, a harmonious relationship between the government and the numerous associations representing public sector workers is critical to the realization of national development, as such a deliberate attempt has been made to maintain dialogue between both sides.
We thank the public sector workers, leaders, their unions, the majority, for having been at the table and have helped to keep industrial calm, because the outturn of that is more investment, more growth, more jobs. That is why industrial peace is at an unprecedented high. 96% of the public sector's groups have signed the 2012-2015 ESOP agreement.
The Public Sector Transformation Unit continues to explore ways in which public bodies can be consolidated to boost productivity and improve fiscal performance. One of the most recent success stories in this regard has been the Jamaica Customs Department, which was transformed into an executive agency last year. Since obtaining executive agency status, Jamaica Customs has improved its performance as the second largest revenue collection agency of the state.
I would like to commend the staff and the team at Customs for the work that they have done.
Plans are also underway for the review of the public sector staff orders. A draft set of new regulations is now with stakeholders for review, and it is intended that new staff orders will be implemented this financial year.
We must continue to encourage and promote the highest standards of service delivery in our ministries, departments, and agencies. Always remembering that this process is about making government better for our people. Our attitude to service delivery must always say, this is Jamaica, and we are open for business, investment, and commerce.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller. The modernization of the public service is part of plans to fast-forward Jamaica's progress along the path to first-world status. With a motivated, excellence-oriented public sector working diligently to achieve national goals, Jamaica is assured of achieving its first-world aspirations.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.